WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The unsealed indictment enumerating the 37 federal criminal counts against Donald Trump shows prosecutors believe the former president's actions endangered national security. Details from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The criminal charges grew out of a 14-month investigation. Prosecutors say over 100 documents marked classified were recovered during an FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Prosecutors say they have an audio recording of Trump where he apparently acknowledges he has classified information. CBS News has learned that in the recording, he describes a Pentagon memo about Iran that includes secret and highly confidential information.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Yaron Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to extort Holloway's mother. He was flown to the U.S. from Peru, where he is serving a 28-year sentence after confessing to killing a woman there. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot.
CBS's Jim Crisula. A judge has declared Holloway dead, but her body has never been found. President Biden today used a visit to the recently renamed Fort Liberty in North Carolina to talk about his executive order that aims to increase opportunities for military spouses.
This new executive order establishes the most comprehensive set of administrative actions in our nation's history to support the economic security. Military families, veteran spouses, caregivers, and survivors.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly resigned his seat in Parliament today in protest of an investigation of his behavior. The BBC's Rob Watson tells us Johnson is being investigated by Parliament on charges that he misled the House of Commons about lockdown-breaking parties in the Prime Minister's residence during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think this is classic Boris Johnson. I think this was carefully thought out, and it is attack as the best form of defense. There was no doubt, it seems to me, that the committee was going to find that he had misled Parliament and was going to recommend some form of a suspension. And so what Boris Johnson has decided to do go is full-out attack.
A judge in Florida has allowed a woman charged with shooting and killing her neighbor to post a bond. Susan Lawrence of Ocala was in court today asking for a bond so that she could get out of jail. She's 58, white, and charged with manslaughter in the killing of her black neighbor, A.J. Owens, a mother of four. Owens was shot through Lawrence's front door a week ago. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 43 points, S&P 500 up 5. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Did you know you can get someone to shop for you? Stitch Fix really gets me and what I need. Even better, they save me a trip to the mall. It's easy. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping for me. Stitch Fix sends me things that fit and make me feel like a more stylish version of myself. I keep what works and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
Funtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Funtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Funtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Funtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 12th. At the Wood County Courthouse, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 8:30, and the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The North Central Community Action Program, Inc., Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapid School District Regular Board of Education meeting will begin at 6 at the Board Office on Peach Street. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 5. The City of Stevens Point Personnel Committee will meet at 6. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will begin at 6:05, and the Finance Committee will meet at 6:20. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission will meet at 5. In Adams County, the Health and Human Service meeting will begin at 4 at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 79. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin Forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the noon hour of, not the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin.
Still getting used to
Still
these new
used
hours.
To it. This was the first week that we have been on from 10 to 12 across the Civic Media Network instead of 11 to 2. I still have a bunch of social media things I have to update so that we have the right times
yes.
when we're promoting the show.
Yes.
But there's a lot of details to go double check. But I actually, during the break, I got a bit of news, Jane Badnair.
You did?
I got a bit of news from a friend of mine who texted me that said, hey, do you know that you're up for Best Radio Personality on Milwaukee Magazine, Best of Milwaukee?
Wow!
And I was like, no! No, I did not, especially since Chris Drosner, executive editor
was here yesterday.
Of Milwaukee Magazine was here yesterday. And so it's like he did not inform me that I was included in that.
Wow, well, congratulations.
And so if you would like to vote, I guess even if you don't live in Milwaukee, but if you would like to vote for Milwaukee Magazine's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards, go to vote.milwaukeemag.com. And there's probably a ton of different things that you vote for food and drink and recreation and services and stuff like that. But voting is open until June 11th. And winners are going to be announced in September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. I have not, because we came back from break, I've not seen who else is included in other radio personalities that are up for it. It is an honor, I sound so cheesy, but it is an honor just to be nominated, considering this is, we're not even a year in yet, until July 5th will be the year anniversary of this show, but I'll take the publicity to have people voting, and so I'm hoping enough people will fill out that survey and vote and say who the hell is Kristen Bry, and then maybe let's check out the show. But I feel that is very exciting.
That's really exciting.
That's really cool.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Well, are we? Are we good? I think we're waiting for our next guest to join us. This was back in, I want to say February, that the food share benefits, also known as SNAP, were abruptly coming to an end. There was an extension during COVID for extra benefits, and pretty abruptly, there was a vote to end those benefits. And we had talked to Sherry Tussler from Hunger Task Force back right before that was going to go into effect, and kind of the predictions of how bad that was going to be for how many people across Wisconsin. And so since it's been a couple months and we've gone through the debt ceiling negotiations, we're going through Wisconsin budget negotiations, I thought we would have Sherry Tesler back on the show to talk about where we're at with, this is put it bluntly, hunger in Wisconsin. So welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Sherry.
It's great to be here.
So I guess, like I just said, the last time we talked, it was kind of pending, and there was a lot of speculation of how bad it was going to be. And I guess in the months since the extension for food shares happened, what has it been like for you guys and across the state for other food banks?
Well, we're starting to see an increase in demand for emergency food from food pantries. And so people who were previously shopping at the grocery store and buying the foods that they preferred now have to stand in line and beg for help again. About a 15% increase in the month of April over March, which was actually when the emergency allotments ended. I was at public housing today and met a gentleman who said, how do I sign up for some other kind of help because I don't have any money on my Quest card anymore? It's going to be bad.
It's bad. And has there been, because I know the last time we talked as far as conversations for what could be done with the state budget, and as we see headline after headline roll out as far as what is getting cut from this, that, and the other, has there been any progress there as far as silver linings of stuff that may help for people when it comes to...
No. Okay. The governor budgeted $20 million for what he called the Food Security Initiative, and that would have been in the state agency that is the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and we were promised by conservative Republicans that dominate that committee that a funding bill would go through so that we could fund the Badger Box program across the state. And at the last minute, they pulled that out. And so the Badger Box has also been zeroed.
And remind people what the Badger Box was going to be or is.
Well, it has been a box of all Wisconsin foods, a commodity box of foods, where we purchased foods using CARES and ARPA dollars from Wisconsin farmers, food producers, and food cooperatives. And we had them aggregated into a box and delivered to 17 different communities, rural, urban, remote, indigenous, across the state, in order to address hunger needs in those communities. And it was incredibly well received. People loved the Badger Box.
Yeah.
And it not only helped hungry people, it helped farmers.
I was going to ask you, Sherry, what did the farmers who were involved in that say about this program?
They're dismayed, they're upset, and the crazy part is some of the people that were on the committee are farmers themselves, and so farmers voted to defund farmers during that vote.
And this is the thing that when you are in these conversations, do they ever give you a reason, or is it just the rug gets pulled out from underneath you that it's like, well, this is not going to happen?
As we understand it, there's a specific person on the Joint Finance Committee that looks at a specific budget. In this particular case, it was a gentleman named Tony Kurtz, and he would give the thumbs up or thumbs down to something like the Badger Box, and he gave it the thumbs down. No one's giving us any reason why they voted against it, even though so many of them said that they would vote for it. So we are left standing going, you know, where's the democracy? Where's the transparency? Where's the explanation? Where's even an understanding that you could give to the consumers or the business people that we were buying the food from? And there's no explanation.
Because when you explain what the Badger Box is and how it's a win-win in so many different ways, because it's all food products from Wisconsin that is supporting Wisconsin businesses, supporting Wisconsin farmers, going to people who need food. Again, I said this in the first hour, like it just kind of boggles the mind of like, why, how can you be against this? This is a nonpartisan thing. Like feeding people and supporting businesses is nonpartisan, is it not? And so I guess
it became partisan because it was something that they viewed was supported by the governor. And it was ARPA dollars. And they said that anything that had previously been funded using ARPA dollars was going to be dead on arrival. You know, honestly, like, the pandemic was terrible, but some good things came out of it.
Yeah. And so, as far as moving forward, because obviously you don't just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's it. So what are some of the initiatives and projects, knowing that this funding is not coming through, knowing that the extensions for the food share program has been month two or three since that's been shorted? What are some of the plans as far as and priorities for Hunger Task Force for the rest of the year?
Well, we're not going to give up on that Badger Box because
good.
We've been turned down by state government, but it seems like the federal government could fund it. And honestly, the kinds of commodities that we get at our food bank that come from the USDA and the Commodity Credit Corporation are things, you know, from other states. We believe that we could do the Badger Box much more cheaply right here in our state with foods from Wisconsin and create a local food system, which is what the Biden administration has been talking about since they took office. And so we're starting a letter writing campaign to Secretary Vilsack to ask him to do a carve out so that we can continue the Badger Box. We're literally saying, could you please just give us the money that you waste?
And how much money would it take?
$36 million over 2 years.
Okay. Well, is there anything that our listeners can do to help?
Yeah. They could call Baldwin's office.
Okay.
They could call Secretary Vilsack's office. They could reach out to the USDA and demand why a locally successful commodity program with a smaller footprint and a greener approach can't be funded. And they should demand some equity for Wisconsin farmers.
And Sherry, I can't even imagine your frustration after being told that, yep, we're all behind this. And then all of a sudden, zip, we're not. And as you said, without any explanation, which just tells me that this was not justifiable and they just don't have a way to justify this decision.
It is super frustrating. I've been doing this work for 25 years now. And I guess I'm never surprised at the ignorance of elected officials when they just go about their business and don't care about their constituents. But this one was hard. It was really hard.
Well, to not end on a totally sad note, I did see that yesterday the Bucks and Cousin Subs had a campaign that raised more than $20,000 for you guys.
They surely did.
That's some good news. It's not
$36
million, but it's something.
$150,000 for us. Yeah. You know, and it really does take, you know, all of those contributions from individuals, corporations, foundations to make a difference in terms of feeding the hungry. And so I also want to give a shout out, not just end on a sad note and say our donors have been great. People
yep.
have supported us. We've got lots of great friends all over the community and now in the state of Wisconsin. So if you've supported Hunger Relief over the last couple of 3 years, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'll put all the stuff for Hunger Task Force in the show notes today as far as donations and things you can do to help or donate to Hunger Task Force because it is so important. And I just thought it was important to give people an update because I know when we talked about it last, we knew it was coming. And then there was very little talked about what's happened since. And so even though it is not good news and it is hard, I'm so grateful to have you give us an update on what's going on. And so your open door to come out whenever you want, Sherry, because this is a really important issue that touches a lot of things and a lot of people.
All right. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day. Thank you for your work. Sherry Tussler is the executive director of Hunger Task Force and has been since 1997. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in just a minute.
When you'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, yeah.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We will see you there.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Network News on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump is facing 37 felony charges. The indictment alleges he stored classified documents in the bathroom, a ballroom, and a bedroom at his Florida resort. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Prosecutors say some of the documents were marked top secret, some relating to nuclear weapon capabilities of the U.S. and its adversaries, as well as sensitive U.S. military planning.
That smog from those Canadian wildfires is starting to clear. The Weather Channel's Chris Warren.
It should be safe to go outside for most people, getting back to more normal conditions.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway pleaded not guilty to extortion charges in Alabama. Carol Stanifer is a friend of Natalie's mom.
It's very emotional for everyone, but there's a real sense of relief, and we're happy about this.
Natalie disappeared 20 years ago in Aruba. CBS News Brief, I'm Mara Rubin.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking! This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Allbaugh Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 55. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 52. Chance for scattered showers Sunday and Monday. Mid-60s Sunday. Upper 60s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You are listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
on that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Tomorrow, the 4th Degree Knights of Columbus will hold a brat burger and hot dog cookout to raise funds for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Saturday, June 10th, they will be at Metro Market in Plover from 11 to 2. They're trying to raise enough funds to send 10 veterans on the flight. It costs $500 per veteran. Stop down at the Metro Market in Plover from 11 to 2 tomorrow and help send our local veterans on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association, has a new report on the dangers of fentanyl in the state. It says fentanyl is the number one killer of people ages 25 to 54 in Wisconsin. More than 4,300 people died from fentanyl between 2015 and 2021. For some perspective, fentanyl now kills twice as many young people in Wisconsin as car crashes, and more older people than liver disease. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 79. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.